Welcome to Decoding the Customer, a podcast about customer experience and how to realize customer-centric change in today's dynamic business world. I'm Julia Alfelt, certified customer experience professional, business advisor, and host of this program. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thanks, and it's great to have you back. This episode is part of my CX mini masterclass series here on Decoding the Customer. These weekly episodes are published each Thursday and designed to be punchy, bite-sized overviews of key customer experience concepts and ideas for how you can help your organization thrive through customer centricity. Whether you're new to the field of customer experience, are preparing for the CCXP exam, or are a seasoned professional looking to brush up on a few basics, this series will help you improve your knowledge, skills, and performance to stand out as a CX professional. This is episode 35. For the month of April, my mini masterclasses will be exploring ideas and best practices for delivering great customer experience, even amid challenging business environments. When the going gets tough and morale dips, there's a tendency for businesses to go into survival mode and sideline any work deemed to be non-essential. Unfortunately, this means that customer experience gets pushed aside. But this can lead to long-term brand-damaging effects. So it's actually a time when organizations should double down on their customer-centric strategies, recognizing that these might need to be adjusted slightly in keeping with the environment. In this episode, I'm going to be looking at how to maintain a culture of service when things get difficult. This revolves around a concept that I call service without subservience, or the concept of empowering teams and lifting morale through service. If you've been pondering how to reframe or reignite service culture in your organization, stay tuned. As always, if you're out and about while listening to this episode and hear something that you'd like to remember later, don't worry about writing it down. You can find an overview of the key concepts that we've covered today in the show notes for this episode, which are on my website, julia-alfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com. A tough business environment makes it more difficult for teams to be service-oriented and to deliver good customer service. Why? Well, I think it boils down to a couple of factors. First off, when there's political or economic uncertainty, it hits people's morale, both in their personal and their professional lives. For example, there's some interesting research out there about the relationships between psychology and economic recessions. When recessions hit, people become more fearful and focused on their personal financial survival. It's just human nature. This means that team members may be slightly distracted by their own individual challenges, whether that's a bonus that's in jeopardy or a dip in their savings, or maybe just some disparaging things they've heard in the news. It's more difficult to look after the needs of others when you are concerned about your own future. A challenging economic climate or a tough business environment also impacts the morale of customers. Customers may be facing their own challenges, which cause them to be irritable, less patient, and possibly prone to lashing out. Again, some of this is just human nature, but it's that much more difficult to be service-oriented when the person you're serving is seemingly disrespectful or treating you poorly. In this context, those providing the service can feel belittled and eventually resentful of their responsibilities. That's where the concept of service without subservience comes into play. This is about restoring the pride, duty, and honor in service by helping customer-facing teams and even supporting teams understand that they are on a level playing field with the customer. Mantras like "the customer is always right" can make teams feel powerless and maybe even subservient. But if we reframe service as a respected and revered duty that seeks to rise above the melee of cranky customers and seeks the pursuit of mutually beneficial outcomes, then we can begin to fortify our service culture. Ritz-Carlton, a brand globally renowned for its service, puts this beautifully when they talk about service as ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. I absolutely love this because it puts both the customer and staff on the same level playing field and positions service with the dignity that it deserves. When morale begins to dip, whether that's because of some externally induced turmoil or an influx of difficult client situations, this concept of service without subservience becomes a way that you can restore things. But what does this mean in practice? Instilling a mindset of service without subservience requires three main components. The first is about celebrating the honor in service and the contribution of each role to the customer journey. Organizations can do this by acknowledging the impact of individual or team-level contributions and by highlighting good news stories about how these contributions turn into outcomes. Recognition can and should take many different forms, but the key here is to help people make the connection between the purpose of their work and how this is both honorable and valued. The next component of instilling a mindset of service without subservience is about empowering staff to take control of situations. Perhaps this means allowing team members to make specific recommendations to the customer or to take ownership of how they resolve a question or query. No one likes to feel powerless. When you empower teams and individuals to do good, that's what they'll do. Yes, it's important that teams follow policies and procedures, but if you rally your team around a common goal and establish clarity on values and behaviors, you can rest assured that people will, for the most part, do the right thing. When it comes to customer experience, this means enabling teams to make decisions that are in the best interest of the customer and the organization. The key here is to be very clear on the expectations and to then support team members on the decisions they make. If people are worried that their choices will be constantly scrutinized, this approach won't succeed. The next component of instilling a mindset of service without subservience is enabling employees to define their boundaries. In episode 5 of my podcast, I spoke with Laura Jack about the role of compassion in customer experience. She highlighted that teams, especially those at the coalface of customer experience, need to practice self-care to ward off burnout. This might mean creating self-defined parameters for when one needs to take a break to step away and get recentered, or enabling team members to collectively define the approach and then support each other when dealing with confrontational situations with customers. This helps mitigate situations where team members might be victimized or powerless. These steps will help your organization double down on its service culture, even when, or I should say especially when, the going gets tough. In a situation where morale is pulled to the gutter, you need to lift up team members and celebrate the honor in service. Thanks so much for listening to this CX Mini Masterclass. If you're enjoying the show, please share the program with others who might be interested or head on over to iTunes and rate the podcast. This helps others find the show. I'll be back next Thursday with another CX Mini Masterclass. Be sure to tune in or subscribe to the show for updates when new episodes go live. Are you keen to do some more intensive online training in the field of customer experience? If so, then I'd encourage you to check out CX University. They offer a broad array of e-learning options that you can access anywhere and anytime. Their offering includes practice tests for the CCXP exam, and they're a Customer Experience Professional Association accredited resource and training provider, meaning that their materials have been reviewed and vetted by the association for alignment to the 6 core competencies that are in the exam. And what's better is that all this is available on a flexible monthly subscription plan, meaning that you don't have to fork over hundreds of dollars to get started. As of the time of publishing this episode, plans including CX courses and practice exam questions start at just $75 per month. And listeners of this podcast can use the discount code PODCAST10 to get 10% off the first month subscription and help support this show. I'll catch you next Thursday, but if you'd like to get in touch in the meantime, you can send me an email, tweet, or LinkedIn message. My handle is @JuliaAllfelt, and my full contact details are also listed on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com.